At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 4. Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. If you look at the history of many communities, you'll find that settlements originally grew up in close proximity to a river, a brook, or a spring. The water source gave them life, and here, Proverbs says that's just the same with wisdom. Wisdom brings life wherever it goes, and so wise people will center their lives on it. I love the straightforwardness of the writer, who sees a sharp distinction between wisdom and foolishness, between life and death. Fools live lives that are firmly built on laziness and selfishness, and everything they do ends in disaster. But wise people, who have a reverence for God, will live lives that are characterized by love, understanding, and generosity. Who then are the people whose wisdom will invigorate and strengthen us as we live for God? We all need to seek them out, don't we? They're not necessarily people with great knowledge, but they're people who know God well. They may not be leaders or have any prominent role, but their faithful walk with the Lord has given them a depth of understanding of how God works. The result is that their wise words help us to understand more about how we should live. Wisdom in the book of Proverbs is always intensely practical. It shows us how to live life to the full. C.H. Spurgeon, the famous Victorian Baptist preacher, wrote this: "Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know is not to be wise. Many men know a great deal and are all the greater fools for it. There is no fool so great as the knowing fool. But to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom." May God help us to seek his wisdom like a babbling brook that brings life to us and to all those around us. So let me ask you this really important question. Who are the wise people in your life? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that you are the source of all wisdom. Help us to be humble enough to receive your wisdom and to be willing to share it with others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission, sharing faith in Christ and his abundant life. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.